With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Thursday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live for the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour, huge freeze, a.k.a. Superstorm Robbie, a.k.a. he who shall not be named, comes in to do his Battle of the Bulge picks. Last week, Superstorm Robbie blew in at 2-1, while Miraz the Thictator came in at 1-2. So, Huge made up a game on Mini Huge. He's going to come in about 17 minutes from now, and I have been told that he has new songs to sing. I did not know this, but he had won a karaoke contest while he was in Minnesota for the opener against the 49ers, Vikings Niners. So now he's really into singing on this show, and I think he's got a wonderful, delightful singing voice. I'm not even joking. Last night, me and the Bourbon Bell getting ready for bed, and I just kept saying, "In far Bombay." And she's like, "So, fixing up some stuff after the wedding, organizing some stuff, asking me real questions." I'm like, "Far Bombay, Bombay." She could not get a word in edgewise. I just kept saying, "Bombay." She looked at me and says, "Oh, this is what we're doing now? Okay. Good night." I'm like, "Oh, come on. Don't, honey, come on. Bombay. Sorry. Sorry. I'm just stuck in my head. Bombay." Aaron Rodgers is still dealing with the knee injury that he suffered in the opener against the Chicago Bears and says there is a concern that if he continues to play with it, he's playing in Washington this weekend on Sunday, that will only get worse.
Is there any concern that instead of getting better as the year goes on, that your knee's going to continue to get worse as the year goes on?
I mean, yeah, that's obviously a concern. Hopefully it goes the other way, though.
So Rodgers admitting that there is a possibility that by playing on it, it gets worse. Now, there's some hope that because it's going to be warm, a hot day, it should be in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic coming up on Sunday, that the warmth would help keep it expanded and not lock up. But, I mean, this feels like real dime store medical analysis. If you are the Packers, I don't think you should push it with Aaron Rodgers this early in the season. I realize DeShone Kizer is a far cry. Nobody's Aaron Rodgers, and that offense will look like dreck without him. But look, the bit is that the Packers need Aaron Rodgers in November and December, not September right now. I understand they're 1-0-1. They really should be 2-0 because that flag on Clay Matthews last week was a debacle. But here's their schedule. They're in Washington, home to the Bills, at the Lions, home to the Niners over the next 4 weeks. I think the Packers should significantly consider sitting him for a week or two in the middle of that stretch. Because at the end of the season is when they are in Minnesota, in Seattle. I think in these next couple of weeks, it would be very sensible to bench him for a week. Just take him off that knee altogether and let him have some space and just be away and knee lifted and not on it, because you know the risk here is you go back into the field on Sunday and a guy hits you, or he sits on it, or he lands on you awkwardly, and it's even worse, and then you never come back from that. Rodgers is going to want to be out there every single week. He's not going to pull himself out. He is a gamer in every single way. So I think you have to make the decision for him. And if I'm the Packers, I lean strongly towards sitting him, benching him for one of these games. Ultimately, last week getting screwed by the officials really, really hurts them. Because they were 2-0 instead of 1-0-1. The Packers have a little bit more breathing room. That's two wins in the division already. And one against, I think, the best team in the division, in the Vikings. That's a brutal call against Clay Matthews that should have never been called. The officials screwed up. They screwed the Packers. They screwed Aaron Rodgers. But from here, I think if the Packers get a win coming up against Washington on Sunday, you sit them the next week. I really do. Just give it a breather. Obviously, they'll have a bye week in the middle of the season, but give it a breather against some of the lesser teams or a lesser team that you will face over the next few weeks. And I'll tell you this right now. I'm not a Packer fan. I will be PO'd if we lose another season of Aaron Rodgers here due to injury. This is arguably the most exciting quarterback to ever lace him up. Tom Brady is greater than he is right now in terms of a resume and accomplishments. Joe Montana is greater resume accomplishments. Johnny Unitas is greater resume accomplishments. But in terms of pure excitement, there's nobody, including all of those three guys, that I would rather watch in his prime than Aaron Rodgers, because of all of the plays he makes with both his arm and his legs. It's very John Elway-esque. Imagine John Elway lost the 86 and 87 seasons, or the 91 and 92 seasons due to injury. It would have sucked, and that's what is happening right now. And this is where I will give Tom Brady all types of credit. Nobody ever lays on his knee. Nobody ever breaks his clavicle. Nobody ever smashes his collarbone. He has perfected, just like Peyton Manning, never taking a hit. Because those guys don't extend plays. Those guys don't slide. Those guys don't take off and run. They just turtle. They just crumple up into the fetal position so that nobody can ever get a good shot on them. Manning and Brady have perfected not getting injured. Now, of course, Manning's career was ended by injury, but that was really the spinal injury and the surgery. That wasn't because of a great hit, a big hit, and a ton of punishment he had taken. Part of the greatness of Tom Brady, a huge part, is that he has been able to stay healthy beyond all reasonable measure. Drew Brees has largely as well. Rodgers has not. It feels like Rodgers is always bloodied and bandaged up. But I'll be real PO'd if we lose a season of Aaron Rodgers again in his prime, because you don't know how many you get. Your toll-free number is 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. I'm not buying Vontae Davis. Vontae explaining to the undefeated why he retired midway through the game for the Buffalo Bills. I went to the bench with 47 seconds left in the first half. After that series, it just hit me. I don't belong on that field anymore. Just before halftime, Vontae went up to his defensive backs coach, John Butler, and said, quote, "I'm done." He says for most of the first half, he didn't feel right. He didn't feel like himself. Vontae Davis said he didn't expect anybody in the organization to understand. Two people, the Bills player development director and the team chaplain, tried to talk him out of the decision. Davis says leaving was therapeutic. I left everything the league wanted me to be. Playing for my teammates while injured, the gladiator mentality, it all just popped. And when it popped, I just wanted to leave it all behind. So that's why I don't care what people say. The experience was personal, not meant for anyone else to understand. It was me cold turkey leaving behind an identity that I carried with for so long. End of quote. Davis went on to say, my intention was not to hurt my teammates. In that moment, my intuition was telling me I don't belong in that field anymore. End of quote. I respect Vontae Davis for walking away when he feels like he needs to walk away. He had money coming to him. He left money on the table. I respect that. I respect also going against what society or your peers are telling you to do. I've always been somebody that wanted to do this show the way that I felt a show should be done, my show. This is not the show anybody else could do, just like I don't want to do anybody else's show. I understand how you could be funneled through, well, you should do it like this, you should do it like this, this is what your peers are doing. I get bucking against that. I feel that way as well in my career. There is a problem, though, inherently in Vontae Davis's rationale here. He says he doesn't care what other people say. That's fine. The experience was personal. That's fine. I left everything the league wanted me to be. That's fine. What you cannot leave in a snap, though, in that moment, is that you play with others. You are on a football field, and defensive linemen are harassing a quarterback. They hit a quarterback where he has to hurry a throw, and Vontae Davis gets to pick it off. If Vontae Davis blows his assignment, a safety is over top to make that play so that Vontae Davis doesn't get burned for a touchdown. A linebacker tips a pass at the line of scrimmage, and Vontae Davis picks it up, intercepts it. Or a linebacker comes over, punches a football away, and Vontae Davis picks it up. You work with 10 other players on your team, on that field at all times. You are not playing golf or tennis. If this was UFC, if this was boxing, if this was tennis or golf, and you walk away in the middle of your competition, that's up to you. Other guy wins. Fine. That's up to you. You forfeit your win. But you can't rationalize, I left behind what the league wanted me to be, when you have to be there for teammates. You can't suit up 10 guys. You made a lot of money. You were signed. You made a career partially based on other teammates. I might not want to do this show at some point in time. But after the 10 o'clock hour, I cannot walk out on these guys and say, I'm just bucking convention. Sorry. Mraz, you're the host now for the next 2 hours. Sorry. Bogish has to take over the final 2 hours. That's not how this works. When I sign my contract, I sign into a responsibility of showing up for those 3 hours every single day and finishing that shift. If at the end of that shift, I walk into the boss's office and say, I can't do this anymore, fine. If I come back from a long weekend and say, I can't do this anymore, fine. If we're in the middle of a contractual negotiation and I say, I'm not coming in tomorrow, fine. But in the middle of this show, my responsibility for these 3 hours is also to the guys that I work with. It has to be that way. Or else all the other shows we did don't mean anything. If at any given point in time, any of us could just walk out, Mraz, Bilotti, Bogish, Kaplan, we all know we can't just walk out in the middle of the show. None of them can. That's not part of this relationship. It is not an option. So it is hiding behind this individuality which modern society now suggests. Be who you want. Do what you want. Think how you want. Buck convention. That's all fine and good, except it doesn't hide you from your daily responsibilities. You decided to sign a contract. You decided to show up on Sunday. You decided to suit up, and you decided to compete with the team for those 3 hours. It's not a big ask. They're not asking you to finish out the season. They're not asking you to finish out a 5-year contract. They're asking you because this is your loyalty. This is your responsibility. Forget loyalty. It is what you have signed up for those 3 hours. I signed up for this for 3 hours. The moment I walk in the morning, I must finish this shift. Hiding behind that rationale is a ridiculous, inauthentic, disingenuous rationalization. When we come back, huge freeze in the Battle of the Bulge has clawed to within one game of Mraz and has a new song to sing. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Oh, wow, he's coughing. Oh, now they're spit. They're spit right on his chin, dripping. Oh, that's a gag.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
22 minutes past the hour. Remember that the DA show has full episodes available on iTunes. Simply go to iTunes, search DA and CBS. You'll find them there. Also find the PGP this week, a full recap of the royal wedding here on the mothership. A complete breakdown of the weekend that was, as I had my wedding reception, and the guys here on the show came by and said hello and paid their wishes and well wishes, and we had a great time. That's this week's PGP. Both are available on iTunes, the show and the PGP, and on our website, daoncbs.com. The Injury Report brought to you by the Salt Institute, taking a look at the latest injuries. Jarvis Landry, the Brown stop wide receiver, limited in practice this week. Short week. They play tonight against the Jets. Injured his knee last week. Questionable for tonight's game against the Jets. That's a big one. And the Falcons offensive lineman Andy Levitre is also out for the season now. Suffered a triceps injury in Sunday's win over the Panthers. Another starter for the Falcons that go down in the first 2 weeks of the season. After exercise, it's critical to replace both water and salt lost through perspiration during the activity. Salt is a vital component of hydration, and that's why athletes need it too. So find out more at littlesalt.org. It's kind of amazing to see the Browns as a favorite tonight in the game. Right now, the Browns as a favorite and their 18-game home underdog streak. 18 straight games they've been a dog at home. That is 2+ seasons of home games that they have been a dog. So they're finally a favorite, favored by about a field goal over the Jets tonight. And I could see why people think that they could win. You know, they've been so close this first 2 weeks of the season, and a decent kicker, they would have beaten either or both of their first two opponents, the Steelers and the Saints. And let's face it, the Steelers and the Saints are far more talented than the Jets are. If the Browns can hang with those two teams, they should be able to hang and win tonight. And that'd be a big deal because we would have to go back to December of 2016. For the last Cleveland Browns win. It's about this time that we bring forth a man with beautiful dulcet tones of the karaoke machine.
There's a bar in far Bombay.
He who shall not be named, a.k.a. Huge Freeze, a.k.a. Superstorm Robbie, is here for the Battle of the Bulge.
A pair of big boys battling over bowls and bites.
He's a joke. He's a clown. I am so much smarter than this buffoon in football picking.
It's the House versus Mraz.
He sounds like, you know, the pig from the Garfield cartoon.
He's a pig! Matter of fact, he looks like he ate 4 pigs.
Huge Freeze has his career on the line.
He's a fat pig! Enough!
He's a joke. He's a clown. And you are correct.
It's the Battle of the Bulge, only on the DA Show.
Wait till you see where I am next Thursday when I make the picks, okay?
Will you even show up, Robbie? Because all you are is late to everything.
3 weeks, 3 times, Huge Freeze has been on time with his picks. And here in studio, he joins us in studio again. Huge, good morning.
Good morning, DA. And I heard you had a great time at your wedding reception.
It was wonderful. We had such a good time. All the friends and family came out. The Bourbon Belle looked beautiful. And I was just telling the story last night. She was trying to ask me about something today that we had to do, get some stuff done after the wedding, wrapping up and boxes. And I just kept saying, oh, Bombay.
Far Bombay.
Far Bombay.
Well, it was a decent week last week, 2-1. And Boise was the only loser. So, like a good potato, you guys got loaded. I got baked while they got mashed. Bombay. How about that?
How about that? That was nice. Do you have any other songs you want to sing for us?
Well, it's funny because I was listening to the show earlier this week, and you were talking about how the power went out at one point and how maybe you needed me to sing if I would have been there. Well, I actually have sang at a friend's wedding before.
So, yeah, at our wedding reception, suddenly the power went out for the DJ. I don't know if he had a short circuit or his computer turned into off mode or something, but we had about a 30 to 45 second downtime, maybe even a minute, where before we got the music started. So I said, yeah, we could use you and your dulcet tones.
Well, it was actually a song by one of Mraz's favorite artists, Kenny Chesney. It was a song called Anything But Mine. So I'll sing a couple of bars here. In the morning I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland. So tonight I hope that I will do just fine. And I don't see how you could ever be anything but mine.
I love Robbie.
Wow, that's really nice. Robbie, you love Chesney. You go see Chesney every single year. That was pretty good.
We have Kenny Chesney here.
Oh, yeah. Mozzarella, preferably.
Last week, it was Frank's Red Hot Sinatra. This week, it's Kenny Chesney. All right, so right now.
Wow.
Right now, you're only a game behind Mraz.
There's some food for thought.
So, where are we starting here?
Well, let's go to the Big 12. West Virginia against Kansas State this week. West Virginia has 2 weeks off. Got the game canceled against NC State last week. Dana Holgorsen and the crew went right to work. Will Greer, probably a third or fourth round pick right now, but one of the Heisman favorites, obviously. One of the best quarterbacks in the nation.
Might be one of the first quarterbacks taken in the draft.
Yeah, I think I've read some mock drafts where he's just second or third round, but certainly some pro potential. He's obviously leading one of the highest scoring teams in the nation. They have two running backs that average over 6 yards a carry, including freshman Letty Brown. 2 weeks ago, Mississippi State gashed Kansas State on the ground. Skylar Thompson won't be able to do it. He threw two interceptions in the game last year against West Virginia. Bill Snyder this week was quoted as saying, this is probably the team you do not want to line up shorthanded against. They're missing three defensive starters. West Virginia's won the last two against Kansas State close. This one's not close. Minus 16, they win by three touchdowns or more.
West Virginia minus the 16.
Correct.
You're taking the high-powered offense to really lay it on Kansas State.
Yep.
Okay. Where else we go?
Let's go down to Winston-Salem, not for tobacco, but for Wake Forest against Notre Dame. Notre Dame has been anything but impressive so far. Their offense is struggling. I wouldn't be surprised to see four quarterbacks playing this game, two for each side. Wimbush, who's been terrible, he only has one passing touchdown this year. Ian Book, who's on the bench, did some decent things last year. Fans are calling for him. On the other side, you have freshman quarterback Kendall Hinton. He comes back for Wake Forest, one of the most high-powered offenses in the nation. They run over 100 plays a game. Watch for him and incumbent quarterback Sam Hartman to both play. Greg Dorsch last year, their biggest playmaker, Wake Forest, he didn't play. Watch him to break a couple long touchdowns. Wake Forest may win outright, but they're plus 7.5. I'll take the Demon Deacons.
Wow, so you think that Wake could even win outright, beat Notre Dame? That would be a huge one.
I believe so, yeah. I think they can, and they may.
Okay, so you like Wake Forest plus the touchdown and the hook.
Yes.
And then the third pick.
Well, ironically, I'm wearing a Minnesota shirt. So.
Not ironically, because you love the Gophers.
Well, I'm ironically, when I tell you the game I'm going to pick, it's Wisconsin-Iowa, my two most hated teams. Thanks, Pete, for in my ear. Iowa's plus 3 at home against Wisconsin. This is the revenge game of all revenge games. Last year, they lost 38-14 in Madison. Last week, Wisconsin lost to BYU. After the game, all BYU can talk about was how they out-muscled them and they were, they out-physical. That's not the hallmarks of a Wisconsin team. So
right. There's
something, rotten.
It's a bad loss for the Badgers.
Yeah, for sure. At home, especially driving down the field, turning it over late.
I thought this could be the year that the Badgers actually win the Big Ten, but that was a bad loss. That was a shaky one.
And the West is a complete disaster. With Wisconsin and Iowa, these are probably the two best teams in the West. Hawkeyes defense is the number one unit in the Big Ten, ranked in the top three nationally in total defense, rush defense, and sacks. I think Iowa, forget about the 3 points. I think they're going to win the game outright, but they do get three. So West Virginia, Wake Forest, and Iowa, the three picks from Huge Freeze.
Three dogs, three picks.
Oh, West Virginia minus 16.
Oh, you're right. West Virginia laying 16. It's a big number, but he likes West Virginia big. Wake Forest plus 7.5 against Notre Dame. Then Iowa getting a field goal, take it on Wisconsin. That's the three picks for Huge Freeze.
Yes, sir.
What did you say about the Boise pick?
You guys got loaded at the wedding. Well, I got baked and they got mashed.
I don't know, man. Bogus, you know. Mraz hates how Robbie has such a flourish, but it's so good. I think Robbie's, his segments are more interesting than Mraz's.
First of all, the newsroom responding well, like everybody else now, to Robbie's singing. Mm-hmm. Two different heads popped up. Is that Robbie? He sounds good. Mm-hmm. And Sean has no ability to either come up or deliver the potato line
right,
like Robbie did the first time.
That's right.
That was perfection.
He said, I sound like a screeching cat last week. Was that Cat Stevens? Why don't you take a ride on the peace train? Huh? I will do just fine.
It's great because all of this is making Mraz's blood boil. He was the hero of the show. You know, he was making the picks, and he's the big personality.
Internet sensation.
Internet sensation going viral. And here has come Superstorm Robbie ripping through town Mrazville.
With actual talents.
Talents, yeah. Yes, and showing it. He's got such a personality, a je ne sais quoi here on the airwaves.
Music to my ears. I'm looking back and forth at you like I'm like watching a ping pong match.
Anything but mine.
What a great drop. That's tremendous.
And he's really shoving it in Mraz's face by singing one of Mraz's favorite artists.
Oh, I know.
And well.
But that's the genius.
I know.
Oh, that was by design, exactly. 100%.
I know. It's really getting in his head. Can you see him? He's just like staring ahead, looking at the ceiling, getting red-faced.
Right. The best Sean can do is call David Gettleman old.
Right.
That's the best joke he's got.
I figure he's got no problems with his Giants. I figure I might as well throw some
in
his way.
In the morning, I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland.
Is the Sean camera on right now at watchda.com?
The camera is on Mraz, and he is steaming.
We're late to break.
Steaming.
I will do just fine. Wow, this is like Star Search all over again.
And Bilotti is just rat-a-tat-tatting those lyrics.
There's a bar in far by
They're both feet red, one out of anger and one out of pure joy there.
He's quicker than Neil Peart on the drums, I swear.
And I don't see how you could ever be.
Oh, God. This segment has become amazing.
Come fly with me. Let's fly.
We did it.
Let's fly.
We did it.
Mraz has walked out of the studio.
Almost six years it took.
He's like Vontae Davis. He has thrown in the towel. It's the middle of the show. He walked out.
We're over there sometimes at the van. He tells me, get me out of here. He finally did.
Get him out.
He is so angry. He has left the studio in fury. He has left.
That's it. Superstorm out of here.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's new on CBS.
We've got it all together.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
DA with you here in every single morning, and not only do we have your 5 days a week mothership, 9 a.m. until noon every single Monday through Friday, but also we've got Sunday morning football coming your way this weekend. Michael Vick is going to join me on Sunday morning football this week. We're going to get 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m. Pacific, as we break down college football from Saturday and preview NFL's Week 3 on Sunday. Sunday morning football each and every week right here on CBS Sports Radio. Beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific. Now, our toll-free line is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way you could save money switching to GEICO. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Adriana tweets me a picture of a smoking part of her lawn, it looks like. And it says, anyone have some crow? I'll bring the lemon zest. Couldn't resist because I'm liable to be burning today. Hashtag Torg. Which is hysterical because just today on the WatchDA.com simulcast, we play the best of clips during commercial breaks, and Cap replayed the Torg Bellinger interview during one of our commercial breaks.
Uh-huh.
I'll bring a lemon zest. If you're not burning, if your neighbor's not burning, go to another neighbor. They're liable to be burning.
Yeah.
Alex tweets, replace Mraz the pig with singing Robbie. The show needs charm and excitement, not negativity and bashing others. Robbie is our guy. Hashtag get Mraz out.
Get him out.
In the morning, I'm leaving, making my way back to Cleveland.
I'll tell you this. This is why I always believed in Robbie. This is why. Because I know he can bring something to the table. A lot of people can't. He can bring something to the table.
Correct.
And if you don't think everyone in this studio and in the newsroom was cheering like mad last segment when Mraz was forced to leave the studio because we were playing Mraz and his, or we were playing for Mraz Robbie's vocal stylings so much so that Mraz had to leave, you're sorely mistaken. We love it.
Robbie Rosenhaus.
Just driving Mraz to fury and insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbs tweets, I understand your point on Vontae Davis, but let's not pretend people haven't been walking out on jobs since jobs existed. Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. I hate that rationale. There are things in our society that we have done for a long time that are wrong. It doesn't mean they're okay just because people have done them before. And there is a risk in society with pushing everybody towards individuality. Believe me, I love my individuality. I promote my individuality. I believe in other people being unique and creative and different individual. But that doesn't mean you get to live your life apart from everybody else's life if you are responsible to them. You know, you're in a marriage, okay? You've been married for 10 years, you got two kids. Just because on Tuesday you hate your job and you feel like spending a week in Cabo doesn't mean you get to spend a week in Cabo and quit your job. You've got a responsibility to your kids and your wife or your husband. Just because you hate your job doesn't mean you get to walk in one day, quit in the middle of it, and not leave and leave all of your coworkers in the lurch. That's not all right. And that's the thing. We have gone so far to promote individuality and to promote being your own self and your best self. Do what you feel. Follow your heart. And that is fine to a certain degree, but you also have to understand your place in the ecosystem, your place in your family, your place in your job. It's great to follow your heart, but you can't do so at the risk of screwing other people over. And that's what Vontae Davis did. And we are so committed now in 2018 to, we should just let people be themselves. Yes, except be yourself within the confines of responsibility to others. Is that so hard? Find the ways to be an individual when it doesn't harm others. That doesn't seem like such a tough ask. Make sure when you make your individual choices, you are not hurting others in the grand scheme of things. Or find the opportunity to lessen the hurt for others, or lessen the harm, or find moments where you're at the least amount of responsibility. That's not halftime. I mean, come on. Let's get to your cut line, the stories that did not make the cut.
These stories were left out by the selection committee. Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show. It's the cut line.
The Cleveland Browns tonight will be playing on Thursday Night Football against the New York Jets, and the Browns have decided to go with their color rush pukies. That means you are going to see the Browns tonight in all brown uniforms, which will be disgusting. They're going to wear brown tops and brown pants with the orange numerals and lettering. Just the jersey, I think, looks fine. Actually, I think that could kind of look good. But don't do brown pants. If the Browns wanted a nice look that they could own, regular helmets, brown tops, just orange numerals, no white trim, and then the white pants, no name Browns down the side. But instead, of course, they're going to butcher this tonight.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Sources tell ESPN Jimmy Butler has asked a trade to the Nets, the Knicks, or the Clippers, but that the front runner is the Los Angeles Clippers. Remember, in the offseason, they could also sign a guy like Kawhi Leonard when he should become a free agent. Now, who knows what Kawhi is going to feel after a season in Toronto. But the Clippers, ironically, could set themselves up for maybe being even better than LeBron's Lakers. While LeBron's Lakers have money, and LeBron's Lakers might be able to land a Kawhi, might be able to land a Jimmy Butler, might be able to land a Kyrie Irving. I doubt Kyrie Irving because of the LeBron connection, but have the ability to do so. If two of those guys end up with the Clippers instead, could it be possible the Clippers are more interesting than a Lakers team with LeBron? I think anytime LeBron is on the floor, he is the most interesting player on the floor. And one of the most interesting stories in basketball. But if somehow the Clippers are able to acquire Butler and another max guy, the Clippers obviously become super interesting. And as I said before, I think the Timberwolves should trade him because he's not going to re-sign with you in the offseason. You're not going to win anything of significance this season with him. Trade him. Get your assets now.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And finally, Mark Cuban. After an investigation into the practices of the Dallas Mavericks and behind the scenes, is forced to pay a $2.5 million fine to the NBA and also donates $10 million to an organization to support equality in the workplace and respect for women. As it is found that the Dallas Mavericks were pretty awful at treating women in the workplace with respect and equality. And let's just say this. Is it a bad look to be found guilty after the independent investigation? Sure. Is it a bad look to have to spend $2.5 million to the front office of the NBA and then another $10 million for a workplace violations and reforms? Yes. But not nearly as bad as it could have been under David Stern. David Stern and Mark Cuban, enemies. Mark Cuban and Adam Silver, not enemies. Had this happened under David Stern, my guess is the Mavericks would have been docked draft picks as well, limited free agency-wise, something personal to Mark Cuban. I think Cuban should be very happy Adam Silver's in charge of the NBA right now.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Let's get to your epic fail of the morning. The wonderful Katie Linendahl joined us here in studio. She is a proud native of Erie, Pennsylvania that has all types of crazy foods. And when you combine crazy foods with one of our affiliates, you get us really interested in a road trip.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
I had a light-up dress. My mom engineered it before, like, Katy Perry did 10 years later. Okay? Yeah. I just like to say that.
I mean, you... I mean, I feel like you are the greatest ambassador for Erie ever. Ever. This makes me really want to go to Erie.
What made America the greatest country in the world?
And it's not that far a drive from here.
Right? I like that. I like that it wasn't evil genius that drove you to desire to make the road trip.
Did I ever milk a cow?
No. It's sponge candy and pet balls.
Strong.
Go stuff yourselves.
Strong.
Bogus, have you eaten your crack pie yet?
I brought you one. You know that, right?
Thank you in advance.
You got it.
It'll be eaten by 11 o'clock.
But I think the milk enhanced it. Everybody said that was a good move.
And I just looked up sponge candy, and I'm going to need some of that as well. Chocolate covered? Is that the correct way to eat it?
I'm going to bring you guys so much sponge candy.
Okay. I'm a fat lord.
I'm looking forward to that.
Christmas coming. The holidays coming. Well, because you always come in to give us holiday gift ideas.
Oh, well, first, DA, pump the brakes. We have a Halloween special.
Oh, yeah, right. The Halloween special's coming up.
Yes.
The annual Halloween special, which we all need costumes
you guys,
again.
It's going to be big.
That's right. So we have you coming in for Halloween, which is in like 3 weeks.
Waffle cones on me.
We'll have you back.
That's going to be huge. Oh, I had to give a Romolo chocolates and Stefanelli's candies in Erie, PA, known for the sponge candy.
It's a hot candy.
I just had to do, you know, I didn't want to do a disservice. Sorry.
Candy.
Candy.
Oh
my gosh, wait, I should bring in sponge candy for Halloween.
Yeah,
it's all coming together.
It is all coming together.
Look at this.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That's about as excited as I have ever heard Katie Linendahl. So we're going to try to make this thing happen. We know that she's going to be back in for Halloween, and sponge candy from Erie, PA apparently is on the table. We have a new tradition after last year of dressing up in our Halloween costumes when she comes in for Halloween. So we'll do that coming up next month. Matt tweets, I couldn't hit the mute button on Robbie fast enough. I'd rather listen to Jody Mack's phlegm than another second of that singing. DA, you know it's bad if I'm saying that. Kyle tweets, I'm with Mraz now against Robbie. I was a fan until this morning when he had the wherewithal to pop off about potatoes and Boise State in the same take. I'll take Mraz to win the Battle of the Bulge. Hashtag get him out.
Get him out.
Alex tweets, Mraz can't take a joke from you, and then he walks out. Epic fail, Mraz. Can you just pass your mic right now to Robbie? You did a Vontae Davis move and walked out. Retire while you're at it, Mraz. Hashtag get Mraz out. Bogus has alerted me that Mraz has resorted to retweeting support of him against Robbie. It has gotten to him. The Robbie love has gotten to him. It's in his head. It's like Josh Norman and Odell Beckham's head. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel. Andrew Kaplan at WatchDA.com with the simulcast. And Andrew Bogus on your headlines. Be good to one another. We've got a Football Friday tomorrow. I'm DA. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.